Track 7. Idris the Hero.
Just about where we are, and there was a gantry coming across where the men used to get from the pit head baths over to the lamp room to pick their lamp up before descending the shaft, you know, to start their shift.
These trams mark the site of the south shaft, and the bathhouse stood just to the right of what was the manager's house on the valley side opposite. Today, the house commands a prominent position in the landscape, with views across the park, the wooded valley sides and the moorland tops. During the days of the colliery, the manager would have used this position to keep his beady eye on activities below. Both the manager's house and bathhouse were adjacent to the road, and the covered gantry would have stretched right across the valley below and almost to our feet. As with most mines, water ingress was a huge problem, and pumps were working away for 20 years after Ogilvie Colliery closed, to prevent water flooding the mines further along the seam. But it was an incident during the operational years that Idris Powell remembers most clearly.
The incident I'm about to record happened at Ogilvie Colliery on a day shift in 1970. I went down the pit at 6:30 a.m. and walked in by for about 2 miles. A part of the mine which was very crucial was filling up with water. It was out by a coal district, but it was threatening the dump and bunker area where the coal was being filled into drums. What had happened, a large pump that was powered by compressed air had failed and was now underwater. Fitters, surface mechanics were all at wit's end what to do. These were all standing at the back end of the roadway. I came along and discussed the situation. It meant that someone would have to go in to where the pump was situated, go underwater and turn on the compressed air valve, which luckily was an on-off valve. Depth of water was about 8 to 10 feet. Length to go in the roadway was about 20 yards. I stripped off to my underclothes, kept my cap lamp cable in my mouth, and went in swimming quietly into the murky pond of water. When I got to where the pump was sighted, I dived underwater, felt for the valve and turned the compressed air on. Immediately, there was a violent surge of great air bubble from the pump, which forced me back from the pump. The pump, of course, was beginning to do its work, and I'd done the backstroke out of there, and everyone carried on as if nothing had happened. I came out, dried myself the best I could, and continued with my shift. When I had time to reflect on what I had done, things could have gone very wrong, and I would not be here to tell the tale.
Turn right, head past the stone block circle and towards the large circular brick shaft. Listen to track 8 on the bench that is just to the left of this feature.